This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The light to me, don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear, I think you made clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood, I could be rotten, I could be cool, man, like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you. You won't like what you see. Yeah, I feel like a monster. Just hit a home. I've become your nightmare, stepping in your dreams. I'm the definition of the worst kind of me.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who exactly the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yes, USA, Canada, UK is kind of the way that we go about all this stuff. No doubt about that as we are talking. So anyways, how are you? How has the last 24 hours been, per se? Because you know that that's always going to be an important aspect of what we're talking about. So think about it in that fashion. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what you've been looking at, what you've been doing, what you've been hanging, what you've been banging, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. The stuff that we would normally talk about, you know, that stuff. I don't know what you've been doing, but, you know, it's been interesting looking at all the political scene stuff because, man, has it gotten crazy over the last 24, 48, maybe even 72 hours. I mean, we already knew it was going to be crazy, but man, it seems like it's gotten crazier, which, I mean, that's a good or a bad thing, depending on how you want to take a look at it, no doubt there. But yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting here throughout the day, taking a listen to the different things that people have to say, no doubt there. So let's talk about our show real quick. Our show consists of safety and the news. News and safety is kind of the way that our world works and the stuff that we talk about. So if you're good, I'm good. All you have to do to interact with the show is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And that will get everything going for you. It's kind of the way that our world works in regards of what is going on. So callinradio.com. That's the easiest way, the easiest fashion, the easiest method, if one may say it, in regards of getting everything moving and grooving here. So that's how you interact. Video, audio, text messaging are the options that are readily available once you get there. So keep that in mind as we are talking, because, you know, that could be an important aspect of everything that happens inside of that world, no doubt there whatsoever. So callinradio.com. So our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. This kind of been always the way that it is. We started off as a rant show, but now it's kind of gotten into some other things. So keep that in mind as we are hanging. So with that being said, let's do this. Let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, another popular eatery faces extinction, and the NFL breaks down players to go to snack. We'll talk about that. Also, Morgan Wallen tops the charts again, and Adele reveals she's partially deaf. We'll talk about that. Also, Jon Stewart extends his Daily Show run, and Armie Hammer debuts his podcast. Oh, yes, you did hear me correctly there. Debut of a podcast. Yeah, maybe that's a story and a half there. Okay, and also Prince William highlights one of his pet causes in a new Disney Plus documentary. We'll talk about that as we get into the royals. Because we all want to be royal. You know what I'm saying there as we are talking. So, what do you think? A lot of stuff. A lot of things. A lot of stuff to debate about, if one may say so in that fashion. So if you're ready, I think I'm ready, and we can get it all moving and grooving right now. So I have some people waiting from Feature Story News that want to talk to you and let you know what's happening. So if you're good, I'm good, and we can get it all rolling right now. So let's go ahead and lean that direction now and get into the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's allies are condemning a vote by the Israeli parliament to ban the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency from operating in the country. Israel has previously accused UNRWA staff of involvement in the October the 7th attacks and diverting aid in Gaza. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain is gravely concerned. US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says Israel should not move ahead with the ban.
UNRWA plays a critical, important role in delivering humanitarian assistance to civilians that need it in Gaza. There's nobody that can replace them right now in the middle of the crisis. So we continue to urge the government of Israel to pause the implementation of this legislation.
Lebanon says at least 60 people have been killed in Israeli attacks in the eastern Bekaa Valley. At least two children were among the dead, according to Lebanon's health ministry, as Israeli strikes against Hezbollah continue. More than 150 people have been injured in the South Indian state of Kerala after a fireworks explosion at a religious festival. Thousands were in attendance for an annual ritual, as Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
Sparks from a firecracker fell on a stack of fireworks, creating a massive explosion. Many were injured by the blast itself, while others got stuck in the resulting stampede. Thousands were gathered in Kerala's Kasaragod district for the annual festival of Kaliyattam. Visuals circulating on social media show a firecracker stall being engulfed in a fireball. Locals say more than expected people had come to attend the event, which resulted in poor crowd management. The police have arrested two officials from the organizing committee after the incident. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
The Biden administration has finalized restrictions on investments by U.S. individuals and companies into artificial intelligence and other tech in China that could threaten U.S. national security. The rules ban some investments into those industries and require the U.S. government to be notified about others. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The rules come after more than a year of deliberation, with the final framework taking effect on January 2nd. They cover three key sectors: semiconductors, quantum computing, and artificial intelligence. Treasury officials say this includes cutting-edge code-breaking computer systems or next-generation fighter jets. This is part of a wider push to prevent American capital and know-how from helping China develop critical technologies that could lend Beijing a military edge. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
To find some of our in-depth reporting on the US election, you can find us at our Facebook page. Search for Feature Story News on the platform. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at Iran's capacity to take further military action against Israel. Even if it wants to, some Western defense analysts believe that Israel's Friday night attack on Tehran, in retaliation for this month's earlier ballistic missile attack by the Iranians on Israel, has left the Iranian military reeling. The Israelis went after what they called military targets, including several fuel-mixing facilities, the places where Iran's military prepared the solid fuel that is used in the country's ballistic arsenal. Professor Gwydion Prins is a former member of the UK Chief of Defence's Strategy Advisory Panel and a former NATO advisor.
I don't think it's removed absolutely all their capability. They obviously will have a supply of viable ballistic missiles and of drones, but there are 20-odd of these very complicated mixing machines. The Iranians will have great difficulty to remanufacture them or to get them from abroad. It means that if you can't manufacture the fuel, then you don't have any ability to make the missiles fly. And so that was clearly what the Israelis did. So Israel can defend itself in the short term against whatever arsenal they still have, but they won't have the ability to replace that arsenal quickly.
Over the weekend, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said the Israeli attack on his country should neither be downplayed nor exaggerated. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's allies are condemning a vote by the Israeli parliament to ban the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency from operating in the country. Lebanon says at least 60 people have been killed in fresh Israeli attacks in the country. More than 150 people have been injured in the Indian state of Kerala after a fireworks explosion at a festival. And the Biden administration has finalized restrictions on investments by US individuals and companies into AI in China. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day. Improved quality of sleep. Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Okay, here we are hanging out 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we're getting to do all the stuff that we get to do, no doubt about it. So let's get everything moving and grooving as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yes, it's so lovely. Okay, so let's get into it. Here's some of the stuff coming up from the shit list. So let's go ahead and start talking immediately about what the hell's going on with the election cycle, because why would we not do that? You know that that's what people are talking about. That is what everybody's going around saying. This is what needs to be discussed. So let's discuss it some more, because that's what we need to do. Okay, there's 1 week till the election, and here's the state of the race. USA Today has joined the list of growing national newspapers that has declined to endorse a candidate in the election cycle. Since making a similar announcement, the Washington Post reportedly lost 200,000 digital subscriptions cancellations over the weekend alone, and roughly 8% of its subscription base. The daughter of Chinese Communist Party officials tells the Daily Mail that she had a romantic relationship with Tim Walz during one of his many visits to the country.
Hey now.
That's interesting. That's the first time reading that one. Philadelphia District Attorney has filed a lawsuit to stop Elon Musk's America PAC from handing out $1 million in prizes to people who have signed the PAC petition to protect the First and Second Amendment suit, argues that the contest is an illegal lottery. Kamala Harris gives her closing argument speech tonight at the White House. And Joe Biden, who lives next door, won't be there. So just so you know, Donald Trump has taken the lead of a Real Clear Politics average polls of the popular vote, 48.6 to 48.4. He also leads the average battleground states with 48.4 to 47.5. So going to be interesting. I mean, here's the thing. Every election cycle is the same thing. You know, this is what's going to happen. No one expected this. No one expected that. You've heard this before. I mean, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. It's just one of those things that it becomes more and more amazing as time goes on. as we do stuff and as we say things and move through things and all that other fun stuff that we get to do, no doubt about that. But I look at it from the standpoint and I go, what are you supposed to expect? If you're a Republican, you believe that Trump is going to win. If you're a Democrat, you believe that Harris is going to win. If you're somewhere in between as a liberal, who knows who you think is going to win. But people always kind of favor whoever the hell their party lead is, where they think that that's the person's going to win. I can tell you, I have no clue who's going to win anything. Ask me next Tuesday, but I have a funny feeling that we won't have an answer that evening either. But we'll just kind of see how that goes. Who knows? Anyways, let's get into some more stuff because that's the reason why you're here. The estate owned by convicted killer Alex Murdaugh has a new owner who doesn't believe Murdaugh is guilty of murdering his wife and kid. Alexander Blair purchased a portion of the estate at auction in February for $1 million. Blair has torn down the kennels. That's where the site of the killing occurred, but kept the bullet-ridden doors and windows. Speaking to Realtor.com, Blair gives an explanation that, frankly, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Murdaugh is a big man. He has an even bigger back than that he does. He's too big for the bullets to have gone through the way that they did. No word on the man's size would impact the bullets' hole penetration. Blair adds the locals in the area don't think that Murdaugh committed the crimes either, or maybe Blair is trying to deviate from the guilty conscience of what's going on. This is, and all of this, if you're ready for this, is coming from Realtor.com. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, when I think about my crime scene stuff, Realtor.com is not the place that I would normally divulge to. Just saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Amazing where some of the source of information comes from time to time when you really start taking a look at it. Anyway, take a listen to this. TGI Fridays closed 50 of its restaurants last week, about 23% of its locations. The closure follows another 36 that were shut down at the start of the year for underperformance. No formal word from the company, but it is expected to enter bankruptcy proceeding. Bloomberg has previously reported that it is not looking to shut down entirely, but restructure in Chapter 11 process, and is on the hunt for cash to get through the process. If the bankruptcy unfolds, it would join popular chains Red Lobsters and Buca di Beppo in closures and restructuring. This is according to CNN. You know, I don't know. The whole thing with Red Lobster is pretty interesting if you take a look at some of that stuff. Because they've been trying to find someone to get them out in regards of what needs to happen as well. So just some stuff to think about. I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint is customers are not going to your locations for a reason. And it could be inflation. It could be pricing. It could be 10,000 different things. Don't like the color structure of how the building looks. Don't like the uniform colors. Don't like this. Don't like that. Don't like the food you're providing. I don't know. It's a lot of stuff going on. So something to take a look at. Now, take a listen to this one because this one's pretty interesting. Authorities near Madison, Wisconsin are investigating pizza parlor for serving pies infused with
tea. HC.
Owners of the famous Yeti Pizza in Slutton unintentionally served slices last week that were contaminated with drugs. Dana County Public Health Agency got suspicious after paramedics took multiple people to the hospital with similar stoned out symptoms, all whom have eaten from the spot. Officials say that oil used to make pizza tested positive for THC. Owners are cooperating with the investigation, but so far no word on how the accident happened. This is according to
WKOW.
So there you go. I know some interesting stuff when we start talking about it. I mean, when you take a listen to that, what do you think? Because it gets interesting. I mean, let's not say that. Let's not say that it is. So do you think that some of these other places would do better if they were infusing their stuff with THC? I'm just asking. Just asking the question.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, I'm probably going to say that's a terrible idea to do that, just throwing that out there as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, the secret halftime snack of most NFL players is a staple from their childhood, Uncrustables. Yeah, according to the data collected by The Athletic, the season 24 of the 32 teams, last season, 24 of the 32 teams consumed at least 80,000 Uncrustables, which include game practices and training camps laid out side by side. That would cover more than 18 yards of football field. Breaking it down, Denver Broncos players ate the most with 700 sandwiches a week, followed by the Seattle Seahawks with 320 a week, and the Jacksonville Jaguars with 315. At the bottom of the list were Cincinnati Bengals and New Orleans Saints, which consumed 50 Uncrustables a week. This is according to The Athletic. So some stuff to think about. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that we shared that. Is when I would talk about useless knowledge, I think that that would fall definitely into that category, no doubt about this. So take a listen to this, because I think that this one's interesting. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Are you ready for this? Giselle Bündchen is expecting her first child with boyfriend jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valente. I thought they were just friends. Weren't they just friends? And didn't she like get a blue belt relatively quick? Which is not an easy feat to pull off. I'm just throwing that out there. Normally 3 years of rolling around. And didn't she do it in less than a year? Anyways, she's 44 and he's 35. The news comes 2 years after Bündchen confirmed her divorce from Tom Brady, with whom she shares two kids. So, there you go. I mean, it has to start somewhere, doesn't it? I mean, I'm just saying, let's not get mad here. But yeah, I mean, that's weird. Because, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Yeah. I know what I'm supposed to do next. I got it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so the Dow gained 273 points to close at 42,387 on Monday. The S&P gained about 15 points to close at 5,823. And the NASDAQ increased by 48 points to close at 18,567. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel. And let's see, that was on Monday. And Brent crude closed at $71 a barrel. So just for information purposes. Also, the national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13 on Monday. And Bitcoin surged on Monday, up over 2.8% and trading just shy of $70,000. Dollars. Okay, and there was more than 2,610 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than 70 such cancellations as well. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $250 million jackpot or $117.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Let's talk about some things real quick, because we have to talk about this because it is portion of the news. And like I always tell people, sometimes you talk about things that is not the greatest information, but still information that needs to be discussed. Sean Combs has been accused of drugging and raping a 10-year-old boy. According to the newest lawsuit, the accuser says that he flew to New York City with his parents in 2005 for an audition, during which Combs asked him what he would do to be a star, in which he responded, anything. Combs allegedly then gave him a soda, which he says made him feel a little funny, and was told, you have to do some stuff you don't want to do sometimes, and then forced him to perform oral sex. The accuser claims that he eventually passed out and later woke up with his pants undone, believing that he had been sexually assaulted. Despite Combs threatening to hurt the boy's parents if he told, the accuser says that he did in fact tell them, but nothing was reported out of fear of retaliation. Texas-based attorney Tony Busby is representing the accuser. This is according to TMZ. So a lot of stuff going on right there. As we are talking, back in 2005, we're talking 19 years. Tony Busby is representing him. As we already know, there's a lot of people that Tony Busby is representing based on information that is going on. So we'll have to take a look and see what happens as we are moving forward. In some other news, Jennifer Aniston's marked her first anniversary of Friends co-star Matthew Perry's death with a slideshow of photos on Instagram, captioning 1 year. The official Instagram account for Friends also released a statement encouraging fans to share their favorite memory of Perry's from the show. This is according to Instagram itself. So there you go. In some other news and stuff that we talked about, I'm going to give you a few more here before we get to our main story. But take a listen to this. Restaurant supply store Camtom recently surveyed 2,000 adults about their favorite TV. Chef Gordon Ramsay took the top spot with 40%, Rachel Ray with 31%, and Bobby Flay with 28%. Martha Stewart, 26%, and Emeril Lagasse, 26%, rounded out the top five. Elsewhere, respondents also said that they would be willing to spend an average of $340 on a three-course meal cooked by their favorite chef. 22% said that they would engage in food-related content daily. This is according to The Sun. Also in some other news, Eminem and Kid Rock may be opposite sides of the aisle politically, but when it comes to football, they can agree that the Detroit Lions are the best in the league. Both share their respect for one another in a shout-out on X following the Lions' latest win. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. Okay, I'm going to reference this one because I talked about it at the very beginning. So Jon Stewart has extended his time on The Daily Show through 2025. After returning earlier this year, Stewart will continue hosting episodes every Monday through the end of next year. He will also remain as an executive producer. As the rest of the week, news teams correspondents will continue to split hosting duties. This is according to Variety Report. Now, I thought he was coming back for the election season alone. Now, listen, I'm not picking here because a lot of people still think of Jon Stewart as when they think of that show, even though Trevor Noah did some stuff there as well. Now, here's what people tend to forget or not remember. Either way, take your pick. But you do recall that Craig Kilborn from ESPN fame was the original host of that show. And then things changed when Jon Stewart came in. Now, I mean, it gets interesting because Jon Stewart, you know, really kind of popularized that show, depending on how you want to take a look at it. And definitely without that show, you would not have Last Week Tonight. And I know when you start talking about some of those shows, some people are going to be like, well, that favors one political side over another. I mean, I listen to all kinds of weird stuff all the time. So it's kind of one of those things that I listen to this show, that show, the other show. And, you know, it's not that I have a political view on this. It's just I just look at it and go, I need information. So this is how I go about finding that stuff as we go. Anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do right now that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so it's main story time, and today is definitely an interesting one. As we are going to talk, as we're going to move, as we're going to groove, and get into some stuff that I would say, quote unquote, is not the common lingo of the bingo, if I may say so, in that particular fashion. But it is one of those things that I take a look at it and I go, boy, do things get weird sometimes. As we get to look into some of the models, if one may say it in that fashion, of the things that happen in life. So as I take a look around today, I want to share a news story with you. I want to share a news story that I was able to locate yesterday that's coming out of Minneapolis. And it's a couple minutes long, but I want you to take a look at this. And I want you to take a gander at this and go, what do you think here in regards of the information? Because I think it's going to be an important aspect of everything that is happening here, because it's one of those weird ones that I don't know exactly how to, we'll use the feelings mantra here in regards of what to say, because it got extremely strange. And if you were living in these scenarios, how would you go about handling this? It might be the might be the better way of asking this question, opposed to me just kind of going in here and saying, oh, let me just give you information for the sake of giving you information. There's a lot of strange stuff inside of this story, but I figured that it is something that we should probably talk about today. So with that being said, let's go ahead and pull this stuff up, because I think that this is going to be important for us to talk about. Hold on real quick. I need to move some stuff around on my screen. And let's take a listen to this news story together.
This was a shocking moment caught on camera. Video obtained by our NBC affiliate Care 11 shows David Matori trimming a tree outside his Minneapolis home.
Let me back this up real quick.
This was a shocking moment caught on camera. Video obtained by our NBC affiliate Care 11 shows David Matori trimming a tree outside his Minneapolis home Wednesday when, according to court documents, a bullet was fired from his neighbor's upstairs window.
The bullet went down through my neck and then all the way back to my spine.
Matori told NBC affiliate Care 11 he's also recovering from broken ribs and a concussion. Adding, the last 11 months since he and his wife moved in, they've been living a nightmare next door to John Shawshack. Court documents show the victim called police 19 times prior to the shooting for incidents including harassment, hate speech, and verbal threats. It also says Shawshack suffers from mental illness. Shawshack has been charged with attempted murder, but he is not in jail. Police allowing him to stay in his home because they say he's a threat to himself and others.
The likelihood of an armed, violent confrontation where we may have to use deadly force with the suspect in this case is high.
That excuse sparking community outrage.
We have to.
So, I mean, think about what the police chief just said, okay? I just want you to think about that. Now, let's continue a little bit further here.
Take violent criminals off the street. So I'm not a police officer. I don't know how that gets done, but I know it needs to get done.
Police say Shawshack rarely leaves his home, and the department has not set an arrest date.
We are not going to bust the door down, guns blazing, and get into a deadly force situation. But we will ensure the community will be safe.
Matori says he feels the Minneapolis Police Department failed to protect his family by not arresting his neighbor when they needed them most.
If you're saying you're scared, what does that do to me, you know? Like, you have this body armor, you have professional training.
Dana Griffin, NBC News.
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking news and top
stories. What do you think there? Because that's going to be an interesting one, regardless of how you take a look at it, regardless of what's going down. So think about what is being said here. The chief doesn't want to send anybody because of a violent altercation that might occur. But also at the same time, too, they're saying that they can still represent and protect the public. Now, let's kind of do some reverse scenario here for just one brief moment in time. If this was occurring at your workplace, not at your home, not your next door neighbor, but if this was occurring at your workplace, how would this be handled exactly? Because that's going to be a question to come up. If you went into your workplace and there was a violent person there that ended up shooting someone that was an employee, I don't think that would go over too well. And I don't think that they would be telling you, oh, you just continue to do your thing and see what happens from there. What's your thought about this? Because I would love to hear it. Remember, you can always go to callinradio.com to give us more information on what's going on.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy,
open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service. Anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Radio.
can be rotten. I can be cool, man, like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you. You won't like what you see. Yeah, I feel like a monster. And I'm just here to haunt you.
Okay, we're feeling like a monster this morning as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. A lot of stuff going on, no doubt about that. So there you go. Yeah, this right here, this is Willie Echo with Monster. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music, just so you know. Lot of love for Willie Echo as we are talking. Remember, you are listening to our numero uno of 3 hours. First hour, we call it the Rated R Safety Show. Hour and two and three, Jay Allen in the Morning Show. That can be heard on RadioBig.fm. You know how I get by about some of these songs? I get so hung up with some of the stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to let go. Okay, so thanks again to Willie Echo for allowing us to play this. Okay, so let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on inside of the multiverse, because why would we not do that? Because that's what we do. We talk about the things that are important, and right now I am going to tell you about the most important thing that I can tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to find all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Click on the section that says Find Help. Listen, we have to have these conversations. They're so important. It's like people's lives depend on it. And I'm not joking as I say that. So TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse, sometimes in the multiplex, but this time it will only be in the multiverse, that is for sure. So take a listen to this. Ghost hunting, oh yes, it is that time of the year where people get strange, so we had to talk about some weird stuff. So here you go. Have you ever considered basing your travel or plans on visiting a legendary scary destination? Here are three of the historic and fun places to visit if you're interested in something a little bit more exotic than the local haunted hayride. Salem, Massachusetts, this is where 19 so-called witches were executed in the 17th century. Now the huge tourist destination that saw more than 1.2 million people visit in 5 weeks leading to Halloween in 2023. The annual festival began an early October parade and will end Halloween night with fireworks, an all-day witches market psychic fair. Psychic fair. I wonder how many of us saw that coming. Ireland is another place. These days, the Emerald Isle is making a push to bring tourists to the place where Halloween got its start. The occasion roots back to all the way 2,000 years ago to Samhain. which marked the end of the harvest season. Ireland's tourism body is inviting would-be visitors to visit the archaeological sites and artifacts that can provide some background on the origins of the holiday. There are also fun activities such as the Halloween festivals in Derry, the largest in Europe, and the Bram Stoker Festival in Dublin, featuring 4 days of deadly adventures. I went to Ireland, and my 4 day of deadly adventures started with a pint of warm Guinness. I'm just throwing that out there. Also, Transylvania Dracula fans, there is such a thing that can visit the castle in Romania that Bram Stoker's made famous in his novel. Brand Castle hosts a batch of thrillist names, the best Halloween party. You can take a tour in the daytime, but you can also chance it with a night tour. Visit the castle restaurant, order something with garlic just in case, and check out the Time Tunnel, an interactive experience that takes you through the forest of history, which takes you back to 1377. And watch out for sweet sweet transvestites. Is what it is, and the Rocky Horror fan. So just in case, the scariest thing I want to experience is in the travels is the price of the beer at the airport. So there you go. A lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff if you're encouraged to take a gander. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us a little bit about the Motivation Minute. So let's do that.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Charles. Robin Williams said, "No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world." Very powerful quote. Think about the meaning of this quote. The things you say and the things you think can change the world. Maybe not the whole world, but no matter who you are and where you are, it can change your world. Words matter. Thoughts matter. Do your very best to make your words positive. That will lead to more positive thoughts, and I believe it will also lead to more positive actions. And this is the path to a better life. Words and ideas can change your world, and that impact may even change the world around you. You might have a positive impact on your whole family tree.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. A young woman told her grandmother how difficult her life was and that she felt like giving up. Without a word, her grandmother put 3 pots of water on the stove. When the water was boiling, she put some carrots in one pot, an egg in another, and some ground coffee beans in the third pot. Although the eggs, the carrot, and the ground beans were all subjected to boiling water, they each reacted differently. The carrots became soft and weak. The egg became hard and unyielding. The coffee beans released a flavor within them and actually changed the water. When adversity strikes, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie Mars Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's allies are condemning a vote by the Israeli parliament to ban the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency from operating in the country. Israel has previously accused UNRWA staff of involvement in the October the 7th attacks and diverting aid in Gaza. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain is gravely concerned. US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says Israel should not move ahead with the ban.
UNRWA plays a critical, important role in delivering humanitarian assistance to civilians that need it in Gaza. There's nobody that can replace them right now in the middle of the crisis. So we continue to urge the government of Israel to pause the implementation of this legislation.
Lebanon says at least 60 people have been killed in Israeli attacks in the eastern Bekaa Valley. At least 2 children were among the dead, according to Lebanon's health ministry, as Israeli strikes against Hezbollah continue. More than 150 people have been injured in the South Indian state of Kerala after a fireworks explosion at a religious festival. Thousands were in attendance for an annual ritual, as Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
Sparks from a firecracker fell on a stack of fireworks, creating a massive explosion. Many were injured by the blast itself, while others got stuck in the resulting stampede. Thousands were gathered in Kerala's Kasaragod district for the annual festival of Kaliyattam. Visuals circulating on social media show a firecracker stall being engulfed in a fireball. Locals say more than expected people had come to attend the event, which resulted in poor crowd management. The police have arrested two officials from the organizing committee after the incident. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
The Biden administration has finalized restrictions on investments by U.S. individuals and companies into artificial intelligence and other tech in China that could threaten U.S. national security. The rules ban some investments into those industries and require the U.S. government to be notified about others. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The rules come after more than a year of deliberation, with the final framework taking effect on January 2nd. They cover three key sectors: semiconductors, quantum computing, and artificial intelligence. Treasury officials say this includes cutting-edge code-breaking computer systems or next-generation fighter jets. This is part of a wider push to prevent American capital and know-how from helping China develop critical technologies that could lend Beijing a military edge. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
To find some of our in-depth reporting on the US election, you can find us at our Facebook page. Search for Feature Story News on the platform. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. And as I take a look around, back in 2018, a video broadcast of Osama bin Laden addressing the United States and admitting direct responsibility for September 11, 2001 attacks. He also condemns President Bush government's response to the attacks and presents the attack as part of a campaign of revenge. It was speculated that the release of the footage was timed to influence the 2004 U.S. presidential election, which would take place 4 days later. So this couldn't have happened in 2018. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense, right? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. It had to be a different date, but just throwing that out there. Okay, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on right now. Carlson Young turns 34, Andy Dalton 37, Gio Benitez turns 39, Gabrielle Union 52, Tracy Elliott's 32 as well, Wyona Ryder turns 53, Stephen Sweet 59, Randy Jackson 63, Mike Gardner turns 65, Kate Jackson 76, Richard Dreyfuss 77, and Frank Segman turns 97 today. Just in case if you were looking. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those. It's World Stroke Day, National Cat Day, National Internet Day, National Oatmeal Day, National Hermit Day, RSBP, Feed the Birds Day, and World Prosaris Day, an International Day of Care and Support. So there you go. So that's what we got going on in case you were looking. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking about it, no doubt about that. If you need a random joke for today, I'm sure I have one of those, because why would I not have one of those for you? We normally try to get those for you because that's what we do. So here you go. Are you even best friends? Are you even best friends if you aren't talking to a different topics on different apps at the same time? I mean, I'm just saying, because that's how it goes. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could ask your pet one question, what would it be? If you need a question for a water cooler, try this. 18% of us are guilty of this at least once a week, and they're most likely doing it on a Tuesday. What is it? Showing up late to work. I have a friend that shows up every day late to work.
I'm late to work every day. That's what I do.
That's what happens sometimes. So there you go. So that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely, lovely, lovely day, because what else would we be doing? At the top of the hour, we will go over to RadioBig.fm, because that is what we do. If you want to come and hang out with me, if that's fine. If you don't, that's okay too, because you get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus on Safety FM, and he'll talk about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. So options are yours, music and entertainment, if you go over to Radio Big, or you get to listen to the world of safety consulting if you hang out here with good old Sheldon Primus. So that's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Keep that in mind. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The important thing is not so much where you can stand, but in what direction you are moving. Keep that in mind. So there you go. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear, I think you made clear. Yeah, I could be ruby in a mood, I could be rotten. I could be cool, Monica fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you. You won't like what you see.
Yeah, I feel like a monster, and I'm just here to haunt you.